Hey, it's your friend who just happens to be a therapist, Andrea Berkeley, and this is Sounds Like Therapy, the podcast that is definitely not therapy, like legally not therapy, but often sounds like it because, like I said, I'm a therapist. I'm doing something a little bit different today. I want you to come behind the scenes for just a few minutes so that I can give you an update on all of this, on life, on me. Speaking about me. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, you know that what I typically do here is that I take real life relationship questions from listeners. Sometimes those are written, sometimes they are recorded via a voice memo. And my favorite times, I actually get to sit down face to face and have a coaching conversation with a listener live. And I play all of those here for you on the show. I also occasionally step aside out of the listener question space and talk about something that I think is really vital to our relationships. These are usually things that come up again and again in my therapy practice or here in questions with listeners or things that I'm just thinking about a lot, because my goal with this podcast is to support you and guide you and walk with you as you build stronger relationships. What you may or may not know is that in my own life, this is a really interesting time as well. Like I said about 7 times already this episode, I am a therapist. What I've done for years now is spend the majority of my working time one-on-one with individuals and sometimes with couples working through their specific relationship problems. And just like in the podcast, what started to happen is that I noticed that I was running into the same issues again and again and again. And no, this isn't boring. It's not that I don't like helping people through their individual issues. It's just that when you see something again and again and again, at least for me, it started to just make this click, this understanding that maybe what we're facing here is not just a bunch of one-off situations that happen to be the same. It's that we're facing some issues that are really universal. And I started to think, how could I help people in a different way? Now, doing this podcast is part of that work, bringing these conversations out of the hidden spaces, right? Like out of the therapy room or out of the chats that you have with your girlfriends, and having them here for everyone to listen to is a way to impact more people through the same work. And I love doing this, but I've started to want to do more. I want to do more of this. Not just being on the podcast, but connecting with more people through social media, which I admittedly do not do right now, and through speaking at events and putting on workshops, using everything that I've learned and that I know through the therapy work that I have done and continue to do to help more and more people. And you may or may not know that I'm also a married mom of 4. So there's always a lot going on. And in this way, I know that I am like so many of the people who are listening to this episode. I've got a family life that I've always wanted, and that is great, but it's big. It's a lot. It's heavy. It takes up a lot of space. And I've got career ambitions. And I'm finding that in my 40s, that doesn't just look like wanting to work and achieve in a traditional sense. I've got dreams that I'm leaning into. And like I said, I think a lot of you can relate to that. And so I'm doing this exciting thing where I'm stretching and I'm growing and I'm creating, and it's amazing. And I don't always know what I'm doing. And then sometimes I do know what I'm doing, or at least I've done a lot of work ahead of time to try to figure out how to run and build a new type of business. But then I just run into this thing where there's only so many hours in a day, which I hate, by the way. Why can I not make more hours in the day? I don't know. I feel like my little ADHD brain has been trying to fix that problem for a long time, and I have not figured it out yet. All of that to say, it's a very exciting time for me in my life and in my business, and it is kind of a weird time too, because I'm making this tremendous pivot in my world and in my work. And more often than not, it feels like I'm trying to build the plane while also flying the plane. And this podcast is a piece of this, because it's the one part of this business that I've been doing for a long time, more than a year and a half now, first with Honest Women and now with Sounds Like Therapy. I know the rhythm of this. I know what it takes to put out an episode every week, and I've been doing it because that's what I know. But right now, while I'm literally trying to build a website, And I'm getting coaching to become a speaker. And I'm also getting coaching to learn how to show up on Instagram because, Lord have mercy, I really do need to do this. I know it's important. I'm finding that I'm just not able to get it all done. And for me, that's hard because there's a part of myself that just really always wants to be able to do everything all the time at the same time, to never put anything down or to adjust or to change direction, to that part of me that feels like failure. And especially when I feel like other people are watching or listening, as the case may be, it feels like if I adjust in any way, that it will be seen as failure. And I'm scared of that. And so a lot of times what I do is I just keep doing what I'm doing, trying to make things work, trying to take on more. And I tend to run into the same wall over and over again before I decide I've got to adjust. Like, I've got to meet reality just at least a little bit here. So what does this have to do with you? Great question. What I've decided is that for a season of time, and I'm saying it that way very intentionally because I tend to make commitments out loud and in public that I haven't fully thought through and then feel bad if I can't make them. So I will say for a season of time, at least the next 2 months, I'm going to be showing up here on the podcast with you every other week. That's going to allow me to really lean into the coaching that I have paid for and need to be engaging in so that I can build the back end of this business that's going to include this podcast as a very pivotal part, but so many other things as well. It's also going to allow me to actually develop some of the resources that I have been working on for you since starting this podcast and so many of the other ones that I haven't started yet, but I've got sketched out and stacked on my desk. And they're just waiting there for a little bit of time. It's really hard for me to do this because I don't want to leave you hanging and because I really want to be able to do everything all at the same time and because I'm not an entirely realistic person. But I know that if I'm going to pivot from doing one-to-one therapy into a platform to serve so many more people, I actually have to literally build that platform and I'm going to need some space and time to do that. Now it's your turn. Before we go today, I just want you to take a moment and think about your life as it stands right now. Is there something that you're trying to do that is just kind of unrealistic or unreasonable? Are you running into the same brick wall over and over and over again? Do you spend way too many weeks going, oh, like I can't believe I had to stay up late to finish this, that, or the other thing. Next week, it will be different. And then it's not different. Is there anything in your life that you've committed to that you could either uncommit to or just change the way that you've committed to it so that you can give yourself a little more space to breathe, to create, to expand, whatever it is that you need in this season? If so, I hope that my sharing this with you lets you give yourself permission to do it, to identify the things that need to shift or change, even for just a season, and to make those changes. I can tell you, I feel better already. Actually, I feel terrible right now. I feel terrible because I'm doing the thing where I'm telling you, but I think when I'm done with this, I'm going to feel better. In the meantime, I want to hear from you. First, check out the show notes where you can submit your questions for the podcast. I absolutely love receiving your questions, and I cannot wait to walk with you through whatever relationship challenge that you're facing. Second, one place that I do show up most weeks is in my email newsletter. And I would love, 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 love for you to sign up for that so that we could keep this conversation going even when there's not an episode airing that particular week. And just so you know, yes, it is just me behind those emails. So if you're currently on my email list or you go ahead and sign up, just know that you can reply to those emails at any time and let me know what's going on in your world. I would love to hear from you. I am truly more committed than ever to helping you build healthy relationships at home and at work and everywhere in between. And I cannot wait until we're back together in just 2 short weeks. Until then, thanks for listening to Sounds Like Therapy.